there are between 7 and 10,000 homeless people in San Francisco, many of them living in tents or just on the sidewalk, some mentally ill, some broke, others addicted. It's a crisis that residents of the city are more than familiar with. This year, the city set aside more than $240 million to fight the problem, about $48 million more than it spent in 2011. But the problem of homelessness is intractable. So on one day, June 29th, almost 50 local and national news organizations based in San Francisco are banding together to flood their papers or airwaves or the internet with coverage of the homeless. Joining us, two people leading the efforts, Audrey Cooper, editor-in-chief of the San Francisco Chronicle. Audrey, welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have Holly Kernan, executive editor of news for KQED in San Francisco, where both Holly and Audrey are. Holly, so glad to speak with you as well.
Thanks, Robin.
So how did this start? Audrey, you pick up, because we know there was a meeting.
Well, it started literally at a bar with I was talking to the editor of BuzzFeed here and the editor of Mother Jones, which is based in San Francisco. And we were talking about, you know, general collaborations and city politics. But the real idea, the sort of spark, came when I give tours of our newsroom for our subscribers. And there was a distraction. A homeless guy outside was yelling. And one of the subscribers turned to me and said, you know, you should really do a story about the solutions to homelessness. And and I just looked probably absolutely devastated, because we do these stories all the time. And it occurred to me that probably the best thing we could do is flood and have a swarm of stories, so that you literally could not turn on the radio or log on to Facebook or read a newspaper without seeing a story, and that maybe we would actually start to penetrate, you know, the civic consciousness on this issue.
Well, Holly, the civic consciousness sounds pretty penetrated in San Francisco. Everybody talks about personal experiences. So as you're having this meeting and having these beers, what are you thinking about that idea?
Immediately, I said, heck yeah. We talk about this in our newsroom, and as Audrey says, we cover this on a regular basis. And yet, you can become inured to the issue. You can walk over people sleeping on the sidewalks, and that's unacceptable. I mean, we've just gotten to a place where we seem to have thrown up our hands and said, I guess this can't be solved. And that may well be true. This may be so intractable. The housing crisis in the Bay Area may be so acute that we're going to see this problem grow. But we thought, if we can at least do concentrated coverage of this in lots of different ways, because there are so many stories to tell of the humanitarian crisis, of the political crisis, and as Audrey said, of looking at what do we do to solve this from the public perspective and from the political perspective and the policy perspective. So yeah, because we talk about this all the time in our newsroom, and because we cover this all the time, from the rising cost of housing and the people who are being increasingly pushed further out, we said, yeah, let's look at this and see how we can cover it both on June 29th, which is the blanket coverage, and then in an ongoing way.
This is personal. I mean, you both live there. And Audrey, talk a little bit about that. The different emotions. I can hear sympathy for people who can't afford housing. I've told the story of I had a niece in the San Francisco area who rented just one room. She had to share bathroom and kitchen. The one room was $1,800 a month. Astonishing what's happening. But also anger when you're confronted with other people's behavior. Audrey, you saw a couple on the ground making love?
Well, yeah. You have interactions with homeless people every day if you're in the city. And some of it is, you know, horrifying. Some of it's scary. Most of it is very sad. There's a variety of different types of homelessness on the streets of San Francisco. And I think, you know, one of the things that this day of coverage has to address is solutions to it are going to be varied, because there are so many different kinds of interactions that people have. I mean, you know, I know all of the guys who, and they are mostly men, who are homeless and around my office. I feel like I work with them almost. They're there every day, and they have been for the last decade. So, you know, I would be wary of, you know, saying all of it is all one way
right, or
another.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's all these emotions. I mentioned there was, a homeless couple in a tent on the sidewalk, you know, having sex, and their pit bull standing guard, and you're walking your child in a stroller. And yet, I'm sure you have sympathy at other times, outrage. But Holly, what can you do? If you're all reporting on this all the time anyway, it's a huge issue in the city. How can you make it different on this one day?
I don't know. What excites me about this is, the power of the Fourth Estate. The role that we play in society is to bring you fact-based information so that you can talk about what are the solutions. We're not proposing the solution. That's for others. But what we can do is elevate these conversations and these issues and look into the numbers behind how many people are supposedly living on the streets.
So you, Holly Kernan at KQED, are going to put a human face on it. Audrey Cooper at the San Francisco Chronicle, we understand you are going to explore solutions.
Yeah, I think what I see the role of the Chronicle being here is to really promote civic discourse. And one of the things that I really want to do is propose like a hypothesis, like what if we did this, would we actually get to a solution? How much would it cost? What laws would have to change? One of the huge problems we have is there are clearly a lot of people who are severely mentally ill on our streets. And we have fewer than 200 beds right now for those people in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agrees that's a problem. What would happen if we had 2,000 beds for mentally ill people to hold them 72 hours? How much would it cost? Are we willing to do that as a society? Mm-hmm. This city spends $250 million, now that's billion with a B, on our homeless problem. We have money that we're spending on this problem. We need to examine whether we're spending it in the right way and whether what we're doing is giving us, frankly, bang for our buck.
Yeah. Look, some people have questioned whether this is activism. Much of journalism is activism. You see a problem and you take it on, whether it's the opioid epidemic or homelessness. Not sure if that's worth discussing here.
I would like to discuss that because it's been brought up a lot. And mm-hmm. I think that to some degree, Thomas Fuller in the New York Times was trying to turn this story into journalists as activists. I actually don't see it that way at all. What excites me about this is it's journalists coming together to do our job, which is to tell people what's happening, to ask what are the solutions, to hold politicians accountable, and to, again, convene these important conversations about how do we deal with this? Why are jails now the center of our social service system for the mentally ill? Does that really make sense? So to me, this is the fundamentals of what journalism does mm-hmm. in our society. It's fact-based. It's asking the tough questions. It's doing explanatory and human interest kinds of reporting on this. This to me is what journalists do. This is exciting.
Well, Audrey, I'm wondering if part of the plan is to charge some of the homeless with being the journalists on this day.
I'm sure there will be media outlets that definitely do that. There are many publications. Street Sheet is one of them. I know I've heard from some of my colleagues at other organizations who have said that they're going to actually, give their bullhorn to people on the streets. So I think that's super interesting. What I like about this just from a sort of a student of excellence in journalism is – you're going to have a wide variety of media outlets doing things in their own particular way for their own particular audiences. So I think that's it's going to be the most fascinating thing, because I promise you what Holly does is going to be different than what we at the Chronicle do, which is going mm-hmm. to be different than what, the progressive writers at 48hills.org do. So it's going to be great.
Or how Tsingtao Daily covers it, which is a Chinese language newspaper, very large publication. So people are really interested in trying to understand what's happening and raise the question of how do we solve this or begin to.
Well, we very much look forward to it. June 29th, we will cover you covering it. How's that?
Let's get meta.
That's Holly Kernan, executive editor of News for Here and Now, contributor KQED in San Francisco, and sitting there with her, Audrey Cooper, editor-in-chief of the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you both so much. Best of luck.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.